Hour two of the Lori and Julia show, and we are about 17 minutes away from announcing in our another name in our Live for Free $10,000 giveaway. If you hear your name at 420, you're going to have 10 minutes to call us. You'll get $100 and be entered for that 10 grand. What do you say to that?
I say hip hip hooray.
Yes.
I say please enter if you haven't done it already, because what a great opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had three out of, I guess maybe we're 50-50.
We're 50-50 right now, yes, with our winners.
Yeah.
Okay, so Laura.
Yes.
What's shaking from the home bedroom?
I have to tell you that I cried last week on the penultimate episode of the last season of Supernatural. And tonight, the cheesy, beloved, historic Supernatural comes to its conclusion after 15 years. And that show started on the WB when they had Charmed and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And it now is the longest running sci-fi series in the history of television. So we are saying goodbye to Sam and Dean tonight. And last week's episode was so good. I just can't imagine how tonight is going to be. And for me, Supernatural is the equivalent of comfort TV, the way I also find Law and Order SVU. You can watch Supernatural. You don't really have to watch it in order. Right. Except for the first season. But because every week it's a different story, Dean and Sam are saving the world. I don't know, Rocco, did you ever watch Supernatural?
No.
Oh, it's just a modest tale about two mopey flannel-loving brothers saving people and hunting things across the United States in a vintage muscle car.
I never have watched one episode, Lori.
Yeah, it at its core, Supernatural is a standard procedural. They handle a monster of the week, a Wendigo, a vengeful ghost, vampires, other demons, with the whole idea is just, you know, trying to save the world from all the bad. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that, but I'm sad it's the last show, but it has been on for 15 years, and Jared Padalecki, who is one of the brothers, he's Sam, I think. I always get him mixed up. But he's going to star on the CW's reboot of Walker with his wife in the co-star lead.
Okay.
Okay, now I have a question for you and Rocco.
Yes?
This is a rumor that's floating around Hollywood. What do you guys say about Tom Bergeron taking over Jeopardy?
I love it. Absolutely love it.
I like him. I
love it.
I always thought he was funny on home videos.
And Dancing with the Stars, and he'd be way better than Ken Jennings. So, yes,
Hollywood. Because he has a personality. I know that position, you don't want too much of a personality. But Ken Jennings, I don't know why he bugs us so bad, Lori. He doesn't bug you, Rocco. Like
I
he
don't
bugs
think
us.
So. He doesn't
he
bug
bugs
me.
Us so bad.
Because he's smart?
No, that has nothing to do with it. We know smart people that don't bug us. Okay. You're talking to two of them. I'm just kidding. Lori's smart.
Right.
Or at least
anyway,
I think it's a great idea. And then, you know, when I was doing like, okay, is this really seriously happening? I came across a story that was in Parade magazine, because one of the most expensive things on Dancing with the Stars, possibly even bigger than the salaries for the host and the judges, is the budget for the costume department.
Sure,
because
okay.
Those costumes can cost up to $5,000 a piece. And they have two costume designers on the show. And what happens to the costumes at the end of the season, there's a huge storage room and everything's organized by style of dance, color, and type of garments. And the most expensive costume they ever made, because all of this is hand-sewn and made, was Sadie Robinson did a foxtrot with Mark Ballas, and her dress had 25,000 rhinestones on it. And it has been reused. And Mark Ballas is usually the guy, the male dancer celebrity, or not the celebrity, but professional, who has the most expensive. And people can buy them if they want them. Apparently, Ricky Lake, Nancy Grace, and Christy Yamaguchi bought you know, something they danced in that they really liked. Marie and Donnie bought something because they're on display, their two outfits in the flamingo.
Oh, okay.
Right in the, right outside of the Donnie and Marie showroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the stars do have some say what they want to wear. And then Tyra Banks's costumes, they belong to her. She works with this stylist, Brendan Alexander, and she says his mind is bananas. And I'm going to say, based on how she's dressing,
it's
so are
bananas.
The outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas.
Banana. They're terrible outfits. They're terrible.
So, and then on The Bachelorette, did you watch Outer Banks, Julia?
No, I've watched a couple of them, but no.
Well, this guy, Chase Nick, looks like this guy in Outer Banks. People are kind of freaking out about what a doppelganger he is for this Outer Banks. That was good. That was a good show. That show was right up my alley. Teenagers.
I know. Teenagers.
Mystery.
Yep. A golf course.
Possible, you know, sex, drugs, dead bodies.
You know what comes out today if people are looking to escape into a Juliet-style movie? The Princess Switched Again. And this is with Vanessa Hudgens, and she's like a twin, and they switch it up. It's silly, but it's cute. So if people want to just be silly with something, hello. The Princess Switched Again. I don't know, Lori. We haven't talked about the double thumbs up and what that means.
Oh, the Salt Lake City, of course. Okay. Thumbs up emoji. It divided Twitter last night that a thumbs up emoji basically means bleep you. But I have never taken a thumbs up.
Rocco, have you ever heard that?
That two thumbs up means bleep you?
Yeah.
No, just a thumb up.
I do thumbs up all the time because if you want to like an image or something that someone sends you or a message, you have the option of a heart, thumbs up, thumbs down, haha, exclamation points, or a question mark. I never knew a thumbs up means bleep you.
I don't think it does.
So they just made that up last night.
Well, it divided Twitter. People were arguing about it, but some people do have a middle finger emoji on their keyboard.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I don't either.
Well, Lori, we know you just found out you have volume.
Julia, I'm talking about on my phone, my emojis for my favorite emoji to send is the one of Joan Collins taking a slow drag off of a cigarette and kind of slowly blinking her eyes. That's the one I send all the time.
That's a lovely one.
And that's like a GIF, not an emoji, right?
Yeah, a GIF. I know it. But I mean, I use it as an emoji, or the one of Prince kind of pushing his hair back and giving the uh-huh. I like that one too to express my feelings.
Yes. Lori, have you heard about, you have Apple Plus, right?
Yeah.
Have you heard about Tehran, the espionage thriller?
I told you about this the other day.
You did. That's why I wrote it down.
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's a nail biter. If you loved Homeland and you like espionage, Mossad, double agents, it's Iran and Israeli conflict, and it's an Israeli produced thing, like their version of PBS. It's excellent.
All right. I knew I heard it from someone.
That it is me, Petit Moi.
Just little old you, you know. All right, what else do we know about anything?
Delta is blocking the middle seats through the middle of March.
Which is great.
And there's no bowling or gyms or anything for a month.
Yep. December 18th. And it starts at midnight Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. So
I know a lot of people are blue right now.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully this slows it down because, I mean, I saw on the news this morning this RN from Minnesota, and she was just breaking down about they can't keep up the hospitals and people that care, our carers, they're just completely overwhelmed and at the breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard thing that had to be done, but nobody's happy.
That's
what I know for my bedroom.
That's what we know. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for Random Thoughts, and we're going to announce, hopefully, a winner. We'll be right back. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, here is a random fact. If I say these names, Walter Becker or Donald Fagen.
Oh, come on.
You know who they are?
Heck yeah.
Wait, Lori,
Stevie
do you?
Dan.
Oh, you do
Stevie
too?
Dan.
Yeah, I would have never known.
I'm a Steely Dan dork, yeah.
I guess. All right, so Chevy Chase played in a band in college with these guys, and they went on to form Steely Dan.
I probably read that a while back when I was reading a Steely Dan book or something.
You knew that?
That has left my brain until today, so
it
thank
has.
You.
Yes. You're welcome,
I
Lori.
Never knew it.
I never
now
knew
I
it.
I know it.
I never knew it either. Now, when it comes to insects, do you know that ladybugs are the most promiscuous?
That makes sense.
When they shouldn't call
they're
them a
so
ladybug.
They're so cute, they would have no problem getting laid.
Right, there you go, and they shouldn't call them a ladybug. They have the highest STD rate.
Oh.
Wait, bugs have STDs?
Apparently. Ladybugs.
Okay, I'm writing that one down.
That is a random. Now, if I asked you guys and said, you know, my intergluteal cleft has really been bothering me. What
your crack, your butt crack.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Is it itchy? Get some baby powder.
No, it isn't at all, but I was just saying it. Okay, Costco, this is just random. Costco sells roughly 1/8 of all the blueberries in the world.
Huh.
That's very random.
Have we had this chat before? Are you guys Costco people?
It's left me speechless.
No, Lori's got a Costco card, but she doesn't go. She went once. I love Costco, but I didn't use it.
Okay.
So when I was trimming the fat on the budget, when I said goodbye to HBO, I said goodbye to Costco.
Okay, gotcha.
At the same time. Here's just a little bit. If you like to plan to go to stores when they're not busy, Google Maps shared some of their data. And here's the deal. Grocery stores are the busiest Saturday afternoon, which I think people know, and the least busiest Monday mornings. Pharmacies are the busiest Friday afternoons and the least busiest Monday mornings. Coffee shops are the busiest Saturday mornings and the least busiest Tuesday afternoon. If you want to plan your time around that, but I think it's time to make an announcement for the Live for Free opportunity to win $10,000.
Dude, it sucks this year.
That's right, Julia. The name this hour is Leah Spurzem, S-P-U-R-Z-E-M, from Faribault. If you hear us out there, Leah Spurzem, call us back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. We want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. If you call in, we'll give you $100 and you'll be entered to win that grand prize of $10,000. So, Leah, it is 651-641-1071.
What's the name?
Leah.
Leah Spurzem. Like
from,
Spur and
from
Z-E-M.
Faribault.
From, yeah. Is it, I always say, is it Faribault?
No, it's Faribault.
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 If you're out there,
call in or a friend, call her and tell her to call in. She's will win $100 today and be entered in to win $10,000. Now, this promotion is only going. The grand prize winner will be chosen on December 2nd.
Okay, that's official.
That is the day that we got. And I know that day because maybe one of my children was born on that date. Maybe, just saying. Okay, so Lori.
Yeah.
Hi, honey. I do miss you. I do miss you where you are. So last year, we've talked about this before, how Google compiles a list of the most embarrassing thing Googled by state. And now they've broken it down into by holiday. But for Thanksgiving, these are last year's most Googled things. So here were some of the things. In Minnesota, we Googled most an undercooked turkey, which if it's happened to you before, just put it back in.
Right.
Put it back in. In Wisconsin, they were Googling, what does it mean if your poop turns green? I think it means you're a goose.
or you got to lay off the special X.
Yeah.
Special X. do they still make that? They probably do.
Special X.
I don't know, but that was such a big college beer.
Oh, Right. I mean, there's, I don't know if they still make it. There's so many damn different beer flavors. Here's kind of some good ones, though. An Alaska divorce lawyers was searched the most around Thanksgiving. In California, racist grandmother. And in Louisiana, it was racist family.
Oh, boy.
Pennsylvania, how to win an argument. I know. North Dakota, want to know the Taco Bell nearest me.
Love it.
New Jersey, can dogs eat cranberry sauce? You know, that's kind of a good one. You can imagine that that would happen.
Yeah. Well, I think this year everyone's Googling how to do a Thanksgiving dinner for one or two people.
Well, exactly. And my friend Shannon, who you know, she sent me some virtual game apps, because I think if a lot of people are going to be doing things virtually, how to play a game online with your family.
Yes.
So she sent me some apps, for, things for that. But I thought that would be something that maybe people could look at ahead of time, so you're ready and you have people all teed up.
That'd be good.
I think that would be a fun thing to do.
The other night when you wanted me to watch Big Sky, I was playing a game called Ticket to Ride. Have you guys ever played that one?
No, tell us about it.
It's kind of like a train game. You have to make connections and block your, you know, opponents from making connections. And it's pretty good. We've also done Clue kind of on the iPad with my mom, you know, across town. And, but we're looking for more, so...
Well, people, what's that Catan game?
Oh, Settlers of Catan?
Yeah, people play that online, I know.
That's probably, yeah. I've never played that online. I've played it once, you know, as the board game. But yeah, we're going to need some good games.
No, I know
over
we are.
Months,
and if anyone has, well, where is our caller?
What's her name again?
Leah Spurzem?
From Faribault.
Yeah. How do you say that city, Lori?
Faribault.
See, that's what Faribault. I said too.
Didn't I say Faribault?
You said Fairbault or something.
Well, maybe Leah like will tell ago. Us when she calls us.
Yes, Leah, call us and tell us.
Call us. Okay.
651-641-1071.
Okay, so this Ticket to Ride game, is it like Domino's kind of?
No, it's more like, you know, oh, I got to get from Los Angeles to Miami, and I need to have red train cars to go from Los Angeles to Phoenix, and then I need yellow ones to go from Phoenix to Houston or something like that. And then your opponents see where you're going so they can block you with their trains and blah, blah, blah. It's fun.
Okay, because, you know, Zoom is offering free unlimited Zoom on Thanksgiving. And so they have listed, let's see, some of their games. You can play Cards Against Humanity on Zoom. If people aren't sick of that already, it's very adult for adult. You can play Bingo on Zoom. Scattergories. Yep. You can play, you know, trivia games. They have a random trivia generator, so it would be random and no one has to do the work. A popular kids game on Zoom is Name the Place Animal Thing. Pictionary is also one that's supposed to be pretty fun to play online. But you can go to Good Housekeeping and they've got the list to do that. But yeah, it's what's going to happen. All right. Well, so we're sorry that we didn't get our call.
Well, she still has 4 minutes and 6 seconds.
All right. So someone find her.
Someone called in with some good games. Leah Spurzem.
Okay.
Someone called in and said Farkle, Scattergories, and Tenzi are all good games to play over, you know, Zoom or FaceTime, too.
Farkle? With
you. Yep. Farkle and Tenzi are dice games.
Okay.
And I've played Yahtzee with my family over the Zoom. That's pretty good.
Okay.
And then Scattergories. I'll have to look into how to do that. But
all right, everybody. It's time to talk some music, you know, but really quick before we move on, I looked up some other games, you guys. There's one called Psych that's from the creator of Heads Up that people really, really like. So,
okay.
Everyone just has to get creative. Holy Toledo's yet again. Reimagine. We're reimagining
now,
everything this year.
You say Holy Toledo's a lot.
I know. What does it mean?
Well, I mean, Toledo's a place.
I know.
It's Holy Toledo. She always pluralizes it.
I'm just trying to figure that one out.
No, I just say stupid stuff all the time, Rocco.
Okay.
It's what's happening. All right, Lori Garthbrock.
Okay, so Kelly Clarkson yesterday for Kellyoke, she opened her show with, I forgot that Amy Winehouse did a cover of Carole King's classic, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? So here's Kelly doing her version of Amy Winehouse, doing her version of the Carole King classic.
You found her place.
She, but even if you go back to her very first album, right after American Idol, I think I have every CD of hers. She can hit so many genres, the blues, you know, punky, you know, ballady,
right.
Poppy, like right that she, her voice can, she is a wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only Kelly-oke that we didn't really care for
was The Killers.
That I can remember recently. She did a cover of Mr. Brightside's by The Killers.
Yeah.
And it just was missing something. It wasn't that she sounded bad, but it was,
it felt,
I don't
flat.
Know. That,
that's like, flat, the, yeah. That's the only one, but you're right, Rocco. Her, she's just a wonder.
She yeah. Is. Like, what was it? We played a country song. What was it? Yoakam a couple days ago?
Yes.
Fast as You.
Now, does she have any country albums or country songs? Because she just sounded like made for country music. Like,
well,
that sounded
that
so good.
Wasn't that her genre when she first went on American Idol?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, was it? Okay.
That was,
I mean, I just remember
yeah.
Since You've Been Gone and My Life Would Suck.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Julia, do you want to hear a little of, I'm not sure, because you, with your negative tests, maybe you were busy, you know, getting some things done. If you saw the morning shows, but GMA had Garth Brooks on, who's got a full beard. I didn't even recognize him. But here's a snippet of him singing this song. I believe it's the Star Is Born song. Is it called Falling?
Shallow.
Yeah, I have that
Shallow.
One. Falling. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, we'll play it. Here it is.
Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. And in the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself.
Yeah, that's all they gave us. But yeah, wow, that sounded good too.
Didn't that sound good?
He, Garth. All right, so here's the deal with Garth, though. You have to buy the CD. Okay,
yes,
so John.
Yeah, he's not on Spotify.
No, John Bream interviewed him, and there's a great story, and I don't know if it's in today's paper. I think it's going to be in tomorrow's paper about the new album. Lori, did you read it?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. So he just talks about, you know, not being able to perform. And he says, ain't nobody on this planet who misses it more than me. That's your gas. And he said he can't crab about it, you know, or anything, because he's got it better than so many other people. But he says in a time of crisis, music plays an important role. Sometimes we seek for answers in music. I know we seek for comfort. And this new album, Fun, he's serving up a smorgasbord of Garth Brooks' comfort food. And
can you say that word again?
A smorgasbord? With a schmear. A schmear on the smorgasbord. I add the CS, I guess. Oh, gosh. Anyway, he's talking about with John about some really good things, and he has a special heart for Minnesota. You know, he's had some of his biggest performances here and sold out, I think, the most repetitive shows here in the past, but
along with Keith Urban.
Yeah. But I think Garth has sold out way more. I mean, Garth had
well,
12 days.
I know, but Minnesota fans, like, remember when we met Nicole and Keith at the down, what was that movie?
Australia.
Yeah. And when we yelled that we were from Minnesota, she pulled Keith. These ladies are from Minnesota. These were your first big fans. And that's why they talk to us.
That is why they talk to us. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, it's a really, John Bream wrote a really great article on him. And this, you can't even listen to the music. Do we have a taste of a song?
Well, we've got one little taste of another snippet from GMA.
Operator, won't you put me on? Think we got to send my love down to bad news. Hurry up. Put her on the line. I got to talk to the girl just one more time. Last night in the arms of the girl.
Yeah, I know it is.
So here's what it is. The limited CD has a holographic foil cover. It's his 12th studio album. Fun features 14 tracks, including Dive Bar, which is rowdy, according to Rolling Stone. And he also has a collaboration with Blake Shelton. Shallow was a song we heard from A Star Is Born with Trisha Yearwood. So you have to buy a CD. It's only nine. I'm going to buy it.
Do it, Jules.
I'm buying it. Damn it.
Do it. You know, another thing that's kind of interesting in the music thing world is how music and some of the TV shows are propelling, you know, onto Spotify or iTunes or whatever. And Emily in Paris and The Queen's Gambit are kind of leading the pack. The Queen's Gambit song that people are downloading is Fever by Peggy Lee.
Right.
The Vogues, You're the One. And in Emily in Paris, it's the famous Edith Piaf song, not La Vie en Rose, but another one called Non Je N'ai
Like Non Regret. Yeah, I want me to find that one. Yeah.
That one is like number one. And then two other songs from Emily in Paris, Moon and Burst Into Flames, and one song from Bly Manor, I Shall Believe by Sheryl Crow. So just kind of, I wonder if like Uptown Girl will get a lot of downloads because that was such a big piece in this, like second to the last episode of The Crown.
Right.
And the next day, Queen Elizabeth is reading the headline. She goes, oh, she did kicks and spins when she performed with to Uptown Girl by a man named Billy Joel. So that was kind of cute. But, and I have to say, like, when I heard The Vogues, You're the One, I'd kind of forgotten about that song. And I remember bopping around to it. I think my aunt might have had the record. But anyway, in The Queen's Gambit, that's kind of where she goes to that sleepover and all the girls start singing. But so these songs, then people are like, who sang that? And then they're, you know, buying it. And like Fever is a great song by Peggy Lee.
Got it.
And that's in the top 10.
Got it. That's something. And nostalgia music is what's making people feel happy and comfortable. That was a thing. All right. So the deal with the Garth Brooks album, if you buy it online, they charge you $5.59 to mail it. So you can get it at your local record store.
Do that.
I'm totally doing that because I saw that and I thought, oh. I'll go
Like an independent record store.
Yes, an independent record store.
As long as we're talking music, I'm going to watch Lucinda Williams is doing a series where benefiting.
Oh, the Dakota Cooks?
Yep. So if you go to DakotaCooks.com, if you like Lucinda Williams, if you like Bob Dylan, here's a little taste of what that might sound like. She's doing like a series of like six Thursday night shows. And tonight she's doing all Bob Dylan covers. It's like $20 and the money's going to help struggling music venues like First Ave and Dakota. I watched the Tom Petty one a few weeks ago and it was pretty great.
Was it great?
Yeah. You got a lot on earth. So there's that.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Rocco.
Yeah.
That is no way.
Yeah, I know Jimmy Fallon did a hilarious impersonation of Harry Styles. Have you watched his 73 Questions yet?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. So Jimmy opens the door, you know, just like how the Vogue video starts, and he's got like a blue sweater on with some pearls and a daisy, whatever you call those little daisy collars, and these bright colored pants. And he does a pretty good impersonation. Maybe we can just listen to the first minute of it, Rocco.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, hello. You caught me in the middle of telling myself a secret.
Hi, Harry. I'm going to ask you 73 questions. Ready to do this?
Come.
Do you live alone?
I do.
And how's your day been so far?
Well, I stepped in a rain puddle and accidentally got a ladybug wet. Cried about it for hours after, but I think I made things right because that ladybug is going on tour with me as my opening act.
Last person you texted?
My Uber driver from 3 weeks ago, just to say hello.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life?
A number that I made up that's impossible to communicate vocally, only with a look, specifically this look.
He's so good at him. I don't know how people do impressions like that.
I don't know, but when you open the door, hello, you've just caught me in the middle of telling myself a secret. Me is so Harry Styles. It's just so he can make anything sound intoxicating. You know, there's just you got to watch the real Harry Styles. It's really quite good.
Right. And I will say I've got a crush on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, He's gotten hot in quarantine.
He really has.
My 9-year old can't get enough of him.
Really?
He and my wife watch that all the time. It's kind of their thing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, Late Night was on fire last night. McConaughey was with Colbert.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn was with Kimmel. Hugh Grant was on with Seth Meyers.
I saw that.
Hysterical. Wishing he was on a movie junket so he could get away from his little kids and sleep in a hotel.
Telling the truth. Telling the truth. I know.
And then Dan Levy from Poops Creek and Michael J. Fox were on Fallon. And Dan Levy is going to be in that, what they're calling the lesbian holiday rom-com with Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
And that drops next week, and they showed a clip of it. So it was kind of a good Lollapalooza of late night TV yesterday.
I love it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's time to Hollywood speak.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
All right, Miss Lori, what do you got?
So this is Lori, regarding...
come closer to the microphone.
Okay, this is regarding Teresa Giudice and her new boyfriend. He's a businessman. He's got two daughters. He's 46, she's 48. So a source told Page Six, it's new. They're taking things very slow. Right now it's very low-key and casual, one step at a time. What do you think that means?
Because
I know what I think.
Well, just tell us, all right, it's new, it's casual, they're taking things one step at a time. They haven't met each other's children.
Well, that could very well be. It could also be that she's waiting to get the PI report and credit report on this guy.
Oh, well, I would think she would get, those don't take long.
Well,
the background check, all right.
There's stories about this guy.
Oh, there are. I didn't know that. Okay.
That he's very controlling and da-da-da. So that story came out. So I think Teresa ran to Page Six to let people know so she can investigate him on the side.
All right. There you go.
That's what I think.
All right. Very.
Because the girlfriend's, the ex-fiance spoke up about what a dinky was.
Oh, Lord. All right. Go slow. So,
okay, cheating pastor Carl Lentz in quote-unquote intense therapy with his wife.
Of course he is.
Does it involve a divorce attorney?
Well, it could, or they're really wanting, you know, maybe they're trying to figure it out.
Here's my favorite quote a friend told Page Six. Carl never had any plans to leave his marriage. He just wanted to have his cake and eat it too. That's what that means.
100%.
Yeah. He was going to keep doing that until he got busted. So that's the Hollywood speak on that. Dr. Dre, things are getting very, very ugly in this, the breakup between Dr. Dre and his ex. Now he wants to subpoena all the people that came to their vow renewal to testify that there wasn't, you know, another prenup that was done, or that he ripped up the prenup, excuse me. Can you imagine?
No,
getting dragged. You get a subpoena from one of your friends.
No,
it would be awful.
You know, they're fighting over. They have so much. We're talking billions of. I mean, they've got so much money.
Well,
get it together.
I guess that's what happens when there's so much money, and she feels like she's getting screwed, and she also firmly believes he has children with other women.
Right.
I'd hire a private detective and start stocking some garbage cans.
Well, there you go.
Of the baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, 20 people are going to be summoned to prove that there wasn't any that she wasn't coerced into signing this prenup. 1996, going back to that date.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
His lawyer... Laura Wasser.
I saw that. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a very turbulent. Yeah. His net worth is estimated between $800 million and $1 billion.
Oh, it's just that. Okay. That's a lot of
money.
And
remember, she wants $2 million a month in spousal.
Yeah. I do too.
Do you?
Can you imagine, you guys, though, think of it for a moment, if you got like 50 grand a month in spousal support, what would, I mean, a month? I mean, just it's just such a huge, outrageous number. I can't even put my arms around it.
But if that's like was their lifestyle.
Their lifestyle, that, yeah, I guess.
And that's what it was, you know.
I guess.
These five houses all have help.
Yep.
Security.
Yeah.
These things add up, Jules.
They
okay,
do.
here's one. Now, this is interesting because this happened like over the weekend. Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis, they would have us believe that they broke up months ago, like last January. But I find it interesting that an inside source told Page Six that, quote unquote, Olivia and Jason had issues. They were never going to get married. And she's also busier than him. And she's has a promising directing and producing career. And he does have a few movies lined up.
Yeah, she's been, you know, she's been kind of on a roll with her movies, hasn't she? What did she just do?
Booksmart.
Yeah.
And now she's directing a movie that we're excited about, but I can't remember
Don't
the
Worry,
name of
Darling.
It. Yes.
Yeah, and Booksmart, if people haven't seen Booksmart, that is the greatest, cutest coming-of-age movie. But yeah.
It is.
I like Here's these what two I think. Together.
I think Olivia, they were always a weird couple to me.
You thought so? Okay.
They never fit. Not the way Emily Blunt and what's his name? John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, yeah.
They reminded me of like a D-list version of them.
Oh, God.
I don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
I think he's a dink.
All right.
In real life.
Oh, you do? All right.
I think they have two children together.
I know.
She wanted to get married, lock it down, and he didn't want to, and she gave him an ultimatum, and even though it broke her heart, she's like, she is busy. Her, and I think she let this be leaked through her people that she's busier than he is. Her career is busier than he
is. But that's not really true. If I'm looking, I looked at both of their IMDb pages. He's
yeah.
in Ted Lasso, which Brittany loves. It's on Apple Plus. Rocco, you haven't
right.
watched it yet, have you?
No.
No. But it's supposed to be very funny. He's got
okay.
three new movies coming out.
But she's directing, acting, and producing.
So she's winning.
She's
is that what
winning.
You're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Okay, Chuck, I got it. I got what you're doing.
Okay. All right, how about this one? This is about Margot Robbie. You know, she's going to be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
And she was on GMA yesterday, and all she would say about it is that she's promising lots of quote-unquote girl power.
Okay, is she going to be the female Captain Hook?
Well, it's not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Captain
Hook
Steuben.
Is that other fairy tale.
Captain Steuben from the Love Boat.
Captain Kangaroo.
I would love it if she was Captain Kangaroo, Rocco. Thank you for the deep cut.
Oh, that is deep. Well, apparently, this Pirates of the Caribbean, it's a wholly original story with new characters that are just under the Pirates of the Caribbean moniker. It is not a spinoff, people.
Well,
this
I think
is the
they
Hollywood
need,
speak.
Okay, I think that whole, they needed to come up with something fresh and new.
Yeah, so they do not, they want people to know this is not a spinoff, people.
All right.
Don't get us confused with the one with Johnny Depp.
We are.
We're still trying to figure that out.
All right, thank you. We're going to give away some money next hour. Stay tuned. Hopefully, we're going to announce your name. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to My Talk 107.1, and we'll be right back.